What's up, what's up, what's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Against the Grain. We got a special one today, doing another collab with one of my favorite podcasters, one of my favorite people, my homegirl Bree. What's up, Bree?
Hey, y'all. Hey, Kill. Thank you for having me.
No problem. And if y'all already don't know, the title of this episode is called Try My High. My High is Bree's podcast, made in his image. If y'all don't know, shameless plug, go check it out on all streaming platforms. I was just on her podcast. What was that? I don't know. A while ago. Yeah, a couple months ago.
Yeah.
So, back home, always like to link with the homies when I'm here. So, I figured, why not get her on Against the Grain and just cross-pollinate the platforms yet again. And just talk about podcasting, talk about Made in His Image, and different things like that. So, yeah. So, My High.
Mm-hmm.
Made in His Image.
Mm-hmm.
What is the story of that? What? Tell me about that.
The story, I wish there was a prettier story or more put together story, but I'm going to say what it started as. That's where we'll start. We'll start there. My High started, literally, I was in the car driving. This was in 2021.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I first heard the name.
Yeah.
I was in the car driving. I was listening to Erykah Badu and her song On and On. I've heard the song 50,000 times.
Mm-hmm.
And in the chorus, she says, if we were made in his image, then call us by our name. And those four words stuck. And I never knew. I heard it thousands of times before. But those four words stuck. And I was like, made in his image. And I couldn't forget it. So most of the time when something sticks in my head like that, I just have to write it down. Because it's something God ends up using later.
Okay.
And so I wrote it down. And I was like, okay. And then as time went on, I knew that God was calling me to use something outside of, you know, the regular conversation or Instagram posts that I would do, even Twitter, and I felt like, Twitter.
It's X now.
Twitter.
But
I'm calling her government name, but her mama named her is what I'm calling her. But
okay.
But yeah, so it was like there was this pushing of the Holy Spirit that's like, it's time that you share what has been given to you, what has been trusted on you. And I thought it was going to be a YouTube channel, which is what it was originally.
Mm-hmm.
But I had a lot of maturing to do before that could have been a thing. But podcasting was really like where I could really just fully immerse myself without being so worried about how I necessarily looked per se. It was more about what I was saying.
Okay.
And so it was me saying yes. Being like, okay, God, I don't know why. I don't know what this name fully means.
Mm-hmm.
All I'm going to do is say yes. And that was all. That was literally all I had. All I had was a yes.
It was a yes, yeah.
And
that's usually how it starts.
But I was disobedient a little bit. I was procrastinating
to
the highest degree. Because like I said, I heard it in 2021 and I didn't publish till 2023. But there was a lot the Lord was teaching me in that gap, I would say.
Man, yeah. So many places. I can definitely relate, though, because similar story. So, man, there's so many places we could go with that.
Yeah.
So what does it mean? You said that you didn't fully know what that meant to you. Mm-hmm. So for where you are now in your journey, what does it mean to you now to be made in his image?
I have to sit in that for a second. Because I had to ask myself that question of what does it mean now? Because when I kind of started meditating on where I am now versus where I was when I started, it's a completely different place.
Okay.
Granted, this babe, she's only about 9 months old now.
Oh, wow.
My brainchild, she's only about 9 months old because she was published in February, but she was created in May of 2022.
Mm-hmm.
But where I am now, what it means now, it has a different, it has such a deeper meaning. So the scripture that it comes from, made in his image, is Genesis 2, 26, 27. And let me go ahead and pull it up. I thought I had it memorized. I do not. I'm in the paraphrasing ministry. I can paraphrase really well. But in Genesis 2, 26, it says, let me go to the NIV version.
That's Lord, let us make man in our image.
Mm-hmm. So why is it not in there? Am I in the wrong place? I might be in the wrong place.
It might be 126.
It might be that. But in Genesis, it says, therefore, let us make man in our image, in our likeness.
Yeah.
And Yeah, so let us make man in our image after our likeness, and then and let them have dominion over fish and sea and birds and heavens and livestock and over the earth mm-hmm. and every creeping thing. So God created man in his own image. By the image of God, he created them, male and female. Mm-hmm. He created them. So as I started diving into that, there were so many levels that I just felt like God started opening up as.
Yeah.
Because he was like, I was like, oh, physically I could speak about what that means, but.
I actually never really thought about it from that. Wow.
Okay. So I was like, physically.
Keep my tangents to a minimum.
No, please go on them because we have time.
Physically.
I said I could speak physically. I could also speak genetically. Mm-hmm. And so what it means is, okay, so when we're born, we have genetic makeup mm-hmm. that makes us, and that genetic makeup is called our genotype. Mm-hmm. And then
I forgot you biology major.
Yeah, I was a science major, and I love science. Major. I love science. And the genotypes thus create our phenotypes. You know, we were doing those Punnett squares and biology and all of that. And so, in John 1, mm-hmm. it says, "In the beginning was the Word. The mm-hmm. Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. Mm-hmm. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made."
Yeah.
So this was, to me, what God started exploring in me was when he created us in his likeness, meaning there was nothing else in the world, no other creature, no mm-hmm. other wonder of the world that looked like him. Mm-hmm. It was creatures and livestock. It wasn't until he started making man that he said, I'm going to pull from my blueprint mm-hmm. and then create after that. Yeah. And so it's like there's a physical representation of him that we are reflecting on earth and in heavenly places. And so he's like, physically, I created you from the image of me. Mm-hmm. And in order to do that, that means there's genetic makeup that makes up that makes up what you look like. And mm-hmm. so what he starts telling me is like, no other creature was made in my image except me. So genetically, I am the very foundation of who you are is all that I've put in it. It's me. And there's a scientific explanation mm-hmm. to how you created us.
Yeah.
And the way that we're wired, because as you study the body and you study the intricacies of the body, it's like, yo, you took your time.
Yeah, facts.
From the way our heart beats, the way our muscles operate, the physiology of how we are created. It is proof of a creator who spent specific time. And if this is how you created us and we're made in your image, we look like you, we're made by you. Right. And everything that we are is created by a creator mm-hmm. who took his time.
Yeah.
And so physically and genetically, it was just like, I made you after me. Mm-hmm. And I want you to see what that look. I want you to know that I took my time on you. In Jeremiah 1:5, I knew you before you were in your mother's womb.
Yeah.
Before you were even a thought or a concept yet.
Yeah. And that's crazy because I saw something on social media, but they were talking mm-hmm. about the different combinations that make up DNA.
Yeah.
And like the total amount of combinations there are. So I guess technically the total amount of humans you can make based off of every mm-hmm. exponential form of combinations.
There's so many nuances
and it's like
variations.
There could be millions upon billions upon trillions of different DNA combinations. Mm-hmm. So like the fact that he even decides to put different combinations together to make one specific person. And then even when you think about, like, you know, how babies are made and the sperm reaching the egg and how mm-hmm. many in the fight to, you know.
It's
crazy to think about even the physical part of what it takes for life to be created in general. Mm-hmm. And then when you think about Adam being made, it's just like, man, I never even thought about the physical aspect of that. But mm-hmm. tell me more.
Yeah, so just the genetic makeup behind it, because mm-hmm. we are, it's basically God's, it was like you your father's son, you your daddy's son, you your father's daughter. And so it creates this connection of parent and child. Mm-hmm. It creates this intimacy, like when a mother is birthing a child and they have skin to skin contact. Mm-hmm. I started to really rest on like what God started to show me was identity. It was an identity thing. That's because huge. I feel like for so long, it's not that I didn't understand who I was, but I was looking for so much of myself in the things that the world could not give me.
Yeah.
And so then as I'm growing, as I'm seeking after him, and you said this in the promo video, you said, as I learn more about God, I learn more about myself.
Yeah.
And so made in his image. You said that. And that stuck. I highlighted that. I highlighted that, and that ran through my mind many, many times.
That's crazy.
Because I think I heard this on a TikTok, and I never forgot it. But a woman said one of the ways that she knew she was maturing mm-hmm. in her relationship with God was that she stopped looking for herself in the Bible. Mm. And she started looking for more of God and his character
yeah.
and mm. the reality of who he is.
Yeah.
And so as I'm searching and as I'm yeah. searching for him, as I'm diving into him, I'm going to my maker.
Yeah.
And there's a sermon by Stephen Furtick that I never forgot that was actually contributed to this podcast and said, my maker is my mirror.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going, it's fire. It's fire.
That's going to be in the resources. My what is it?
My maker is my mirror. This came out years ago. This came out, I want to say a year before. No, probably the same year that God told me Made in His Image was going to be something that he was going to use with me.
Okay.
And so I went back to that sermon several times, and he said, this is where I go to find out who I am, because yeah. I'm going to the one who created me.
Yeah.
You know how you remember... You remember iPhone 5, like let's take it back to 2015, 2014, yeah. and everybody had those iPhones, mm-hmm. and you cracked your phone.
Still do to this day.
Still do, because yeah. you don't walk around with a case.
I had a case now.
Okay, this is progress, this is growth. But, and you wouldn't want to take it back to Apple, you would take it back to those kiosks.
Yeah,
the mall.
But...
Boy, and they had a good, they're like, you know what, I'll fix for you, $20, come back mm-hmm. in 30 minutes.
$20. Okay. Man, tell me every time.
And they you come back, your phone is fixed. Okay,
yeah.
cool. But now it's time to turn your phone in. A year goes by.
Oh,
it's time to turn your phone in.
Mm-hmm.
And they're looking at your phone. They're like, someone cooked.
This ain't the original manufacturer's parts.
Someone cooked here, mm-hmm. and it wasn't us.
It's like, mm.
And so now there's like, well, we can't take this back.
Yeah,
and like it. And so what God started ministering to me is, you can't keep going to the kiosk. Like the kiosk being the world and the culture and everybody else's rules.
These quick fixes, these non-original parts, these outdated theories, these whatever you're using to cope.
Emphasis on outdated. Mm. Emphasis on outdated. I can't keep going back that way.
Yeah.
And so it was like, come to the instructor, to the manufacturer
yeah.
who knows how it's supposed to operate,
mm-hmm.
who intricately designed all of these nooks and crannies in certain places in certain ways. Even if it is a little more expensive,
yeah.
you know that they know what they're doing, because they're the ones that created it. So God
yeah.
was like, we're not going back to the manufacturer. We're going to the manufacturer. We're not going to the kiosk anymore.
Yeah.
And it's been a journey ever since.
Man, that's good. That's the more I think about that, I guess the more I think about that Made in His Image statement
mm-hmm.
and, yeah, and just Genesis as a whole,
yeah,
it really has been a staple piece in identity for me. So that statement yeah. that I said in the intro has never been more true in my life mm-hmm. now. It's more true in my life now than it's ever been in terms of discovering identity. And that whole thing of going to the manufacturer, that's,
yeah
that's, and there is really, when it comes to identity, mm-hmm. I'm learning that the first place you have to start is God. Like, if you try to start anywhere else, and people, like, whether it's your gender, your race,
mm-hmm.
your lineage, your genealogy,
that's
like,
great.
If you try to start anywhere else, I mean, yeah, those things, I'm not saying those things are not important, but
they're
factors. Yeah, they are definitely factors and facts.
Facts.
Like, they're
facts,
it's factual mm-hmm. information. But if you start, like, if I were to start on what my identity is anywhere other than I am a son of God,
yeah.
then everything else is not necessarily going to fulfill me, and I'm still not going to find the totality of my purpose and why I was created in the first place.
That word right there, the totality, the finished
mm-hmm.
full void being filled up.
Yeah. And I guess it's like, I guess to keep with your, you let me know if this makes sense. If this
okay.
makes sense.
Let's go.
To stay with the iPhone manufacturer, mm-hmm. you know, the iPhone is so many things. Like, yes, its purpose is to be a cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's, but it does so many things.
It does.
And if you were to just focus on the fact that the iPhone can be on the internet,
mm-hmm.
or the iPhone can play music,
mm-hmm.
or the iPhone has GPS, or the iPhone has a touchscreen, or the iPhone, you know, has a notes app. You know, those are all key components of what the iPhone can do and what it has. Mm-hmm. But if you just focus on one of those things or start with one of those things, you miss the totality of what the iPhone is as a device.
That's good already. I'm about to throw this book at you.
So to keep it with that, and it's like, yeah, go back to the manufacturer. Like, you know, when they do that cookie cutter Apple event every year to show, or 2 years, whatever, to show the new iPhone, like starting with the new manufacturer to see what it has to offer, what the purpose of it is, how it's supposed to operate, what it comes. So, yeah, that's, I'm learning to start with him. And then that part you said about maturity, I didn't start realizing that till recently, like to the point where, because that, like that thing you read in Genesis 1:26, like it literally does start with God. Like, being made in his image, to me, like, I'm learning that it really ain't always about me as I think it is. Like, it really does. I am made in his image.
Correct.
So that means
in his, it had to, I'm a reflection of him. He literally is the starter. I am the
secondhand. Exactly. So it literally starts with him. Mm-hmm. So
in the beginning,
it just lets me know that, okay, is what I'm doing, like, is it originating from something from him? Is it going, is he gonna get glory? Is, like, you know, so, and it let me know to do that, and to even get to the point where I'm reading my Bible and I'm not looking for, okay, how does this relate to me, or how does this relate to what I'm going through, or how can I find myself, like, but to be able to look at a verse or a text or a passage of text to say, okay, what is this revealing about who God
about
is?
God's character.
Because the more I learn about God and his character and who he is, I'm inevitably gonna learn about myself,
because I'm learning him.
Exactly.
So there's more I can take to him, because I know he is omnipotent. He's also compassionate. He's also a father that cares. So he's also a father that's going to discipline. There's more I can bring to him.
Yeah.
And there's more I'm going to find in him.
Yeah.
Man, that's good. And you said you just recently.
Yeah, I just recently got to a place where, like, probably within the last year, to where I stopped reading the Bible looking for things that apply to me, or looking for myself or whatever, you know, but reading it for what it's saying, what I can learn about God, you know, what is he revealing to me about himself in the passage of text, instead of, oh, I can relate to this character on this, or how do I see myself
I'm
in
like
that?
Them, they're like me.
Which I still have those moments, but I don't.
Of course you do. Of course.
And being able to study more, honestly, of course, just naturally maturing, but also like, you know, taking classes. Shout out to Arma. I'm gonna plug Arma every episode.
Every time he does send me these courses, revolutionized. So many times. Shout out to Arma.
Shout out to Manny Rangel. Shout out to Arma. All of that. If y'all trying to be biblically literate or just learn more about the Bible, learn more about God in general, I suggest signing up for Arma courses. But anyway,
it's that shpleh for real.
Yeah, that shpleh for real. But you know, I just did all Manny Rangel's courses on Arma on Genesis.
Mm-hmm. You did. I forgot about that.
And he's uploaded another one, by the way. But anyway, so being able to have my outlook shifted, it even helped me to be able to approach the Bible differently, to look at, okay, what is this saying? Because I was looking at it, I was taking so much of my personal bias with me, so much of my own cultural paradigm with me. Mm-hmm. And it's like I was reading it from somewhat of a selfish place.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, God, I'm trying to get something from it.
Yes.
And it's like, for me.
Yeah.
You know, like,
for me.
You know, but it's like, okay, God, what are you trying to give me about you?
Back to that totality thing.
Yeah. So like, I was missing that whole piece of it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that being made in his image is that phrase is kind of what connected me to be able to start thinking about it this way.
And I will say I've had to be patient with myself in that realization, because it's glory to glory. He takes us from glory to glory. And so realizing that is not for us to be like, dang, like I'm missing the mark. It's for us to say, okay, because I'm growing in my maturity with Christ, it's not about me. Like, there's more that he's asking out of me that has less to do with me and more about what his word says, what his word has established, what is coming to pass, and the part that I can play in that.
Mm-hmm.
And the part that I can play in glorifying him through that.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very humbling, but it was also like, it just made God that much bigger and him that much more patient. It gave another insight of his character traits, of patience, of his of his just willingness to walk with us as we grow mature. And he's like, okay, you were a baby, now you're an adult.
Yeah.
And now let's walk in that.
Yeah. Boy, and I see more and more. And I honestly, like, transparently, I consider myself to be a patient person, just in general.
I agree.
I say my patience as of late has been growing thin with a lot of different things. And I'm learning that that is honestly been a reflection of my time with God, too.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dang, my time with God has been getting shorter. And naturally, my patience has been getting shorter. And I'm like, oh.
Now I'm at wit's end with all y'all.
Exactly. But it's like, even the fact that he's still patient with me to know, like, all right, dude, I need you to get back right.
Let's get back
on. You know? And even, like, looking through the Bible at so much of, you know, especially in the Old Testament, like, God had a lot of patience with them Israelites. Because, boy. But, yeah, like, that's a real thing. So, then listening to your podcast actually helps me to stay on track with that, because every time you post one, whether I listen to it the day you dropped it or 3 weeks later, it always hit at the right time.
Thank you.
So, yeah. So, with that being said, who would you say is, when you were thinking about this podcast, when this was in your brain, when you were getting a download for this and you started implementing it, who would you say is your target audience? Like, who are you? When you're recording, when you're writing these outlines, when you're studying, when you're praying, like, is there a specific person, a specific type of person, or what is the person that you record for? Or is it just like, is there a specific?
I want to say yes so bad that there is, but there isn't. I think that is because it's not that I didn't have a specific audience. I think of the verse, he who has ears, let him hear.
Yeah.
So whoever has a desire, a simple desire to just maybe want to get better insight, not better insight, but have more, insight, maybe some encouragement that's based on biblical principles, starting a conversation.
Yeah.
Get people thinking.
A conversation.
Because that's all that this is. I'm not here to preach and be a minister. No, like, I'm here to. Start a conversation, because
literally
Tim Ross, he had posted this a couple weeks ago, and he had said there's 52 weeks in a year, and that means 52 sermons, 52 Sundays.
Yeah.
And that leaves what, like 300 something odd days that we're not hearing a sermon.
Yeah.
So could it be that conversations are just as important for keeping our sanity and growing in Christ than those sermons? Because sermon is once a week, but growing with Christ is another 6 days.
Yeah.
And so it's starting the conversation. And then also, he who has ears, let him hear. And this was really cool. I thought about this the other day when I was a FCA counselor in Tennessee, and I had a group of like 14 to 16 year old girls. They were really young. I think they were freshmen. And it was the first night at camp, and one of my girls, she was really quiet, very timid, very chill.
Okay.
She was a sweet person, and she went up and gave her life to Christ. And I don't think she had given her life before.
Okay.
She gave her life to Christ. And so we're huddling late back that night after, you know, the whole thing. And I had asked her, I said, hey, like, you know, what made you decide? I'll never forget it. I remember crying when she said it. She said, I just wanted to know more.
Oh, wow.
She said, I just want to know more about Christ. And so
a lot to know.
I said, I think that's beautiful, because that's all it takes is like a willing spirit. And so if you have ears to hear, you want to learn more, you want to understand more, maybe you need encouragement. I hope that there is something that you get that the Holy Spirit maybe has been trying to tell you that I'm just a mouthpiece for.
Yeah.
So that's it.
Yeah. Wow. That's what's up, man. You actually, I don't even know if that's what's up. That's what's up, to be instrumental or be the one that planted a seed or just contribute to a person becoming saved. Like one person, that's amazing. Like, it may seem small and insignificant to some, but one life can change so much. And just wanting to know more, like, I like the conversational tone. I think that's why I like podcasting, is because
we just talking.
Literally. It's too many podcasts, sir, if we being real. It's too many people talking. Like, they need to stop selling mics. So if we could talk about some of the stuff that you hear people talk about on podcasts, why not be able to talk about God, talk about my faith, talk about, you know, where I'm at on my spiritual journey, talk about what I'm learning. And it's like, we're not preachers. We're not pastors. We're not ministers. We're not biblical scholars. We are just son, daughter of God, believers, followers.
Sharing what the gospel has done for us.
Exactly.
And what it is teaching us.
Exactly.
That's really it.
If I say something wrong, charge it to my head, not my heart.
Please.
I'm still growing.
That's good. Hold on.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know everything. And I'm not saying I know everything. If I said something right, the Holy Spirit revealed it to me either in my study time or probably through armor, for real. If I say it right, it's probably armor at this point. And if it's wrong, it ain't armor, it's me. But, yeah, but just to be able to have conversation and then to see that growth.
Yeah.
That's one thing that I learned, like, that's important, just being able to, like, the humbling part about putting yourself out there and talking and being on a podcast to say, like, okay, God, like, look, I'm out here.
I'm out here.
I'm out here.
I am in the foxhole.
I wouldn't have came out here. You ain't tell me to come out here.
I didn't want to be here for real. I ain't gonna lie. Know? But I said yes, because you are Lord and Savior and you are good. And
yeah.
And you're faithful.
So what was that like? Like, was it in, because I remember you said yes. And then, of course, like me, there was that initial procrastination, because I won't try and be out here like that. Just keeping the butt with y'all. So was that did the yes come immediately and then the procrastination, or was it like, I'm going to say no and then I'm going to eventually say yes? Like, what was that process like? Like, where were your thoughts at when you heard the Erykah Badu song, wrote it down? You're like, okay, like, was it like a yes then, like a or was it like a gap then yes? Like, what was that like, and how did you maneuver through that?
I think it was the latter. It was, oh man, damn it, that sounds good. And then progression of this urgency. I don't know what the urgency was, but it was this, like, another full circle moment on the verses with Erykah Badu and Jill Scott. I'll never forget it.
They had a
verses. This was, I think, like pandemic. It was like 2021.
That's when the verses popped up.
This is when verses was still kind of ghetto. Yeah. It was still like, this is when the connection was bad. And the folks were just in their kitchens and living rooms.
Yeah.
And Jill Scott had said in the in-between song, she said, there comes a time where your gift doesn't belong to you anymore. And it must be shared. Another full circle moment. So two women.
That's convicting for me.
That's convicting. I said, oh,
it hit me in my chest.
So two of my favorite women, two women that musically raised me, that are basically unknowingly kind of confirming something that I don't know, I don't fully understand yet, but I know that God is saying. And so it was a gradual, like, okay, there's this urgency, but I don't know what it is. And so then it was like, okay, podcasting. Like, I think I had asked you about it.
Yeah, I remember. I vaguely remember.
I briefly, like, hey, you know, just out of curiosity, what's your, you know, and all of that. But it wasn't, he put it in front of me and I ate everything around the plate except that thing.
Oh, yeah.
Let me say that.
Yeah.
And so then it was like,
yeah.
Yeah. And so then, okay, this is when I knew. I think probably in like March of 2022, I knew, like, okay, it's time. Cause I wasn't full time teaching anymore. I was part time. Mm-hmm. And so I didn't have a lot on my plate.
Yeah.
I wasn't doing very much. So I had ample amount of time.
Yeah.
And as the months go on, I didn't record my first episode till May. And I recorded that episode three times.
Yeah. I remember
three times.
I remember talking to you around that time, actually.
Yes.
Yeah.
And mind you, like I said, the Lord is patient. 2022 was a struggling year for me because so much of my plan for myself was being purged and I was being pruned. And mentally, I had a lot of mental health struggles as well, just with anxiety and even like depression that I was battling. And so it was like I wanted to say yes, but I did not feel the strength to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew, so I did the thing that I always do, even though I didn't want to, which was go to God about it. And so eventually I was sitting on content. I was supposed to post on my 20. I was supposed to post on my 24th birthday. That didn't happen. And I'm sitting on content.
You didn't tell me that, because I definitely would have been on your line.
She's helped me do the shoot for it. Shout out to Casey. Shout out to Casey, because you and Casey both encouraged me severely when it came to this. And I was just sitting on it. And I think that's why my first episode, which was about Gideon, was... It was a very personal message.
Episode was about Gideon. I'm going to tell you about that, too. I preached on Gideon, like,
yes.
That year before.
And so Gideon was a very personal message, because how Gideon was responding when the angel of the Lord said, hey, stand up and you're going to fight and win against the Midianites.
Well, like me.
he would do like me. He said, me?
Do you?
Who this
know where I'm from.
It's not me. Mm-hmm. I'm the weakest. I have this. I met God with a bunch of excuses over and over again. Mm-hmm. I can't do this. I don't have the strength for it. No one's going to listen. And God's patience kept walking me through it, saying, if you only knew.
Yeah.
Just you don't have to have the full breakdown, which, like I said, as a control freak, I wanted to know everything.
Yeah, same.
And I knew nothing. Same. And that's what scared me the most.
And that's the humbling part. That's the part that you need him for. Like, because God honestly really not going to give you a vision for something or have you do something that doesn't require him and his presence and his guidance.
That is it.
And I remember, just think about, like, when you were saying, I didn't think I had this. I didn't think I had that. Yeah. You know what I mean? Sometimes you say I in that statement.
Yeah.
And we was just talking about, like, how it has to start with God.
Yeah.
And when he tells us to do something and we give reason why we can't, usually starts with me, I.
That's what
Moses. Well, God, I stutter. You know, I, yep. me. I can't. Yep. I like, look.
Sarah, I'm old.
Exactly. But who am I?
Who am I?
I remember when I preached on getting an example I gave, like, you got to know when I was preaching one time, mm-hmm. And I was talking about Moses, and all his excuses that he had.
Yeah.
And same part. Thing. I can't do this. I, mm-hmm. And it's like, man, you got to know who he, like, to be made in his image. You got to know who him is,
who
the
him?
Real him.
Him. Capital
Not,
H.
Exactly. Not you when you on the basketball court. Not Big Yavo. Him. Like, capital H. Him. All caps him.
Please.
Like, Jesus.
Yeah.
Like, God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Like, Big G.
That's
like, that him. The real him.
The real him.
You got to know who he is and who's sending you.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, him whose word does not come back void. Like,
does not return void.
That him. And having a revelation of who he is and started with him. Like, when he tells me to do something or gives me a command or gives me a vision or something like that, then he factored in all the reasons that I could give him as excuses for why I can't and still call me to do it. And the more I realize about him, then the more I can have confidence to walk out what he gave me. And I remember when I was preaching on the example I gave was, if I gave you my credit card and told you to,
I remember this. I remember watching this.
Go to the dealership and buy any car you wanted.
Mm-hmm.
How you gonna walk in that dealership?
If you gave me your card?
Mm-hmm. Right now, my credit card right now.
Swipe it, I don't know what's on it.
Yeah, you gonna tiptoe. It ain't enough money to get your car.
I don't know if
I'll tell you that
it.
Right now. But, you know, you know, you ain't gonna go.
Yeah.
You know, you ain't gonna go. But if, you know, Elon Musk, Bill Gates, insert billionaire here, gave you their car and said, go to the dealership, get you a car on me. Man, you going to the nicest dealership you can find.
Can I get the peanut butter and interior?
Yeah, I need this. I need that. You trying to sit in. You trying to test drive it. You like, yeah, this one ain't got the sunroof.
Go ahead and put all the insurance on it.
Like, you see the difference in the amount of confidence you walking into that dealership with?
Mm-hmm.
Not because of anything you could do.
Nope.
Not because of how much money was in your bank account.
That's good.
Not because of how good of a driver you were.
Come on.
But because of the confidence you had in the person who sent you. The power they had. Like, and it's like, our Father owns the cattle on a thousand hills. Talking about a billionaire, and he'll ask me to go do something that's within my power to do, but I can't do it in terms of within my power, in terms of, like, I can open my mouth and talk to do this podcast, you know?
Yeah.
But something that I can do, but I have to do with him, but I be missing that confidence. And it's like, do I realize who it is that's sending me? Do I realize who it is that's calling me to do this? Do I realize
who put this demand on me?
Exactly. And who's going to be there every step of the way? Not only is he assigning me this, not only is he calling me to this, but he gonna be there right with me. So
he's going to supply the demand he put.
Exactly. And that's just part of the good father that he is, you know. So that's one thing I learned just throughout the podcasting process, the saying yes to whatever it is he's called me to do. And part of the reason why, like, just having that revelation, why I even picked my podcast back up, because I put it down for a while and I still felt that
tug.
Yeah, because honestly, I didn't give it everything I had, you know. So that's still a form of this. Honestly, just again, not really having a revelation of who it was that called me, who was sending me, one.
Yeah.
Then just, of course, fear, doubt. Yeah. One of the biggest things that held me back was also, so I learned recently, just through just spending time with God and hearing revelations about myself, looking at different things, therapy, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
One of my, the biggest thing that I have always struggled with, honestly, is pride.
Yeah.
And that's one of the most, if not the most dangerous thing to struggle with.
It's so casual.
Yeah, and it will fly under the radar,
like,
for me to keep it up
with
you.
Like, it is so, like, you won't even notice it, man, until you have to have a heart check. And it's like, oh.
Bruh, and I didn't even realize, honestly, I was so prideful that I didn't even think I was prideful. That's how you know. It was
no,
like,
that's pride. That's pride to the ultimate. That's crazy.
Oh, my God. And honestly, that was a big reason why, because it's like, you know, I in my prayers, I'd be like, God, I don't want to, because everybody was telling me, bro, you should do a pod, you should do it, or we love it, or you should preach, or you should do this and that. And I never wanted to just do stuff because people told me to do it,
right?
And I was like, and that's what I was saying. Well, God, everybody's saying I should, and I don't want to do stuff because they told me to do it. And God was like, I told you to do it before they did.
So why is it different when they
it
say
don't matter what they say?
Yeah,
but so there was that. And then I was like, well, God, I don't want all the attention, I don't want it to be about, like,
oh my
I don't
gosh.
Want, and it's like, I don't need, and it's like,
was you in my conversation with God? Cause I said all these things.
Yeah, and again, I don't want to. And it's like, it's, I had to realize that it's not about me.
Yeah,
you know. And even still, the fact that I felt like God put this on my heart to do, like me giving all these reasons and not doing it, and not even giving it everything that I had, like not doing it as unto the Lord,
yes,
was a form of disobedience. And then I started thinking about, I will still get a random text message, random DM from somebody that listens to an old podcast that's still up about how it blessed them. Like, when I was on my high that first time or whatever time, when it, like, so many people hit me up that listened to it. People that I didn't even know listen.
Yeah.
People that didn't even know that I
didn't
did.
Even know were.
Yeah. And I was just like, dang, praise God for, you know, whatever they heard that may have helped them. But it's like, how many people probably missed something or didn't get something that God wanted to give them because I didn't put forth,
because I was disobedient, or I was procrastinating,
or how many times did God want to say something through me or do something in me that he had to either not do or do through somebody else because I wouldn't participate because of what I thought or what I wanted or whatever. And it's like, if okay, God, like, I'm gonna just do it, and if something comes from it, great. Whatever it is, I hope it's for your glory. And if nothing comes from it, well, I know something gonna come from it because you're having me doing it. And whatever it is for me. Exactly. At least I was obedient.
And there's a video between, I think it was Mike Todd and Tim Ross. And it was Mike Todd preached. He was circling back about, like, his growth as a preacher.
Yeah.
And when relationship goals are, I think it was Pace of Grace, something like that had happened. And like when he was first created.
Stride? Was it Stride?
I think it was. Yeah, and so he was talking about how God started dealing with him of like, okay, was this successful when you hit 200,000 subscribers because it went viral on Twitter?
Yeah.
Was it successful because a whole bunch of people started texting you that, hey, this was really dope? Or was this successful because you simply said yes?
Yeah, and you followed through with that
you
yes.
You followed through. That's when the success starts.
I didn't even think about it like that because honestly, that was one of the things I was saying, like, how you define success matters, because to me, I was a, I didn't, now that I think about it, success to me wasn't I obeyed. Success for me was the 200,000, whatever, whatever. And I'm not to say that I didn't want that.
Yeah.
I didn't want, because,
cool,
you know what
that.
I'm saying? Like, I didn't want all, not to, and again, and it was prideful to me to think, once I do this podcast, I'm automatically just going to go viral. Like,
calm down. Relax.
You're not that good.
Relax.
But even still, if that's what happens, so be it.
So be it.
So be it. Like, it's not about me. And it was stuff like that that I told myself why I either didn't do it or why not do it. I didn't always put my best foot forward or what I really didn't want anything was study, write the outlines, and sometimes even record the podcast and never post it. And it's like, God, I did it, but you ain't finished the job, though. Like, I didn't have you do all that to let it sit in your hard drive or in your notes. Like, what?
As a creative, I have really learned, like, there's stuff that you just sit on.
Oh, yeah.
You just sit on.
Of course.
And as a creative for the kingdom, it's like, I don't want to post this.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm just going to sit on this. And God's like, what?
Mm-hmm. And, oh, man, I was at, another thing. I don't know if it's related to probably not, but that perfectionism will eat you alive.
No, let's go there. Let's absolutely go there. Because that held me back for the longest.
I went to a live conference, AC23. Shout out to Live Church, Pastors Ken and Clater, in Orlando. And dope conference. And while I was there, I met Pastor Talit. Mm-hmm. I think his church is Purpose City Church in Chicago. Mm-hmm. And he's a podcaster too.
That's fire.
Him and his wife, his and her money podcast. And I got an opportunity to talk to him, just asking him questions about his podcast and about preaching and stuff like that. And then I told him about mine, and he started asking me questions. And I started telling him why I hadn't been doing it, all this other stuff, and all of that. And this man read me for filth. And it was so needed. And
with love, right?
Yeah, for sure. It was so needed. And I was telling him about the perfectionism thing. Yeah. And he was like, basically like, bruh, what? Mm-hmm. Jesus was the only person that was perfect. Mm-hmm. The only person that was perfect, is perfect, and is ever going to be perfect.
And that should free you.
Like, literally. So this whole idea that something has to be perfect for you doing it, do you honestly think that comes from God? Mm. I mean, it's one thing to want to do that in a spirit of excellence, but if God knows that you're not going to be perfect, that doesn't mean he's not calling you to be excellent and put forth your best effort. But if it has to be perfect for you to do it and he knows you're never going to be perfect, do you think that means you would do it? So get this perfectionism thing out of your mind, because God's not even calling you to be perfect. So why do you have to be perfect before you do what he's told you to do? And it's like, it's keeping you from being obedient is what it's doing. And I said,
that was a punch in the chest.
Gosh, literally.
That was a punch in the chest.
And I was just like, I'll record next week.
Let me go actually work on the outline
I already had the outline. I had 20 outlines. I said, oh man. So that has helped me, not just with podcasting, but just with my creativity in general. Like, and even like in my, like I remember just, you know, prophetic gifting and all of that, perfectionism just holding me back is so much. And it's like, bruh,
that's,
who does this benefit?
This benefits nobody.
You think the perfectionism benefits God? Because you ain't did nothing what he told you to do, because it ain't quote unquote perfect.
I really want to talk about that thing you just said about there's a difference between operating in a spirit of excellence and perfectionism.
Of course.
Because perfectionism is everything has to be just right and perfect. Whereas excellence is, I'm going to pay attention to detail, however it comes out, and it's going to be authentic.
And just right according to who?
According to whose standard?
Like who?
You're following the outline of someone else.
Exactly. Like who?
And that's when you think that's perfect. That's no.
Exactly. Like.
And there was one of my favorite TikTokers. She got on TikTok and she said, I feel like, she's like, I want to talk to the people that feel like they have to have all their ducks in a row before they cross the street.
Ooh.
And she goes on to talk about another minute. Yeah, I said, oh, girl, you just talk to me. And then I remember commenting, like, Ecclesiastes 3 talks about this. It says, if we wait for perfect weather, farmers don't wait for perfect weather, otherwise they will never plant.
Yeah.
And so as long as we are striving for this perfectionism, we're waiting for perfect weather, we're waiting for not a cloud in the sky to be out there. Mm-hmm. Then we are never going to do the thing God has told us to do.
Yeah.
And the thing that we know that we should be doing because of what?
Literally.
Because of what? And because, and I know why. I know why, because it's like, oh, well, I don't want to suck at something the first time. Man. Or I don't want people to look at it and miss the mark. Who cares? Because at the end of the day, it's God I have to respond to.
Literally. And it's like, did you do what I told you to do or not?
Or not.
And did you honestly try to do it to the best of your ability? Did you try to include me in it? Like, and even the heart posture behind it, like, what, like, so that's good. And it's, and there's so much growth that has to happen as a believer. Like, one of the quotes that I'm living by this year is the man who loves, I think I said this on last podcast, who loves walking will go further than the man who has a destination. Mm-hmm. So it just speaks to always being in process, always growing. And if you try to be perfect out the gate, you leave no room for yourself to grow. Mm-hmm. There's no area for you to improve. Like, versus you just start with what you have, then you can see God's goodness along the way, his kindness, his patience, the glory to glory, because you're getting better, you're improving. Like, what's excellent and what you have the ability to do right now mm-hmm. may not look the same, mm-hmm. you know, after try number 10 or after yeah. 2 years in or whatever.
And it should be progressing. That's proof that you're trying.
Exactly.
Because Kanye West said, he said, we get so hung up on like failing that we don't do anything.
Exactly.
And the people that speak against it the most are the ones that aren't doing anything at all.
Exactly.
And so if you're failing, you're really winning because you're not being burdened by mm-hmm. failure.
And failing according to who, first of all?
That's really the question. Like, according to who?
Why is it?
It's like, a flop. Okay.
Were you obedient?
Were you obedient?
Were you obedient?
And did you learn something from it?
Literally.
And then are you taking what you learned? And are you progressing from it? My coach, she would say this all the time. She said, don't try to, I forgot how she said it. I may be butchering it. Sorry. But she said, if you're going to make the mistake, follow through on the mistake. That yeah. way you can undo it. You can learn like follow mm-hmm. through on the mistake. That way you can see where you went wrong mm-hmm. and change it from there.
Yeah.
And I never forgot that because that helped me improve my technique yeah. form.
Notice the, so you can learn and change. Some folks will be out here making the same mistake. We've fallen through with mistakes seven times,
and yeah, I go for the bait.
It's like, yeah, nah, that's it's not the type of follow through.
That's not it. Let's progress. Let's learn from it.
Yeah, but that's, man, and that's a real thing. Like, I had to learn that thing about failure. Like, how was I even defining failure, and even still, like, what that even really means and what that does for me. Like, I think about the what is this? I don't remember where it's at, but the scripture. The passage where it talks about the archer, and he was like, dang, if only you would have struck the ground more times than when you actually pulled it back and let it go, it would have went further.
Oh, wow.
So it's like the more times he would have failed, the more times he would have tried and practiced and failed, when he actually went to do it for real, it would have went farther, you know? So even seeing failure, like, okay, I'm getting one step closer. So... And it's so many stories. It's so many instances where people try stuff a bunch of times. Mm-hmm. And that one, especially when you think in the creative space.
Yeah.
Or the entrepreneurial space or whatever.
Yeah.
Try, man. If you fall, get back up. You know, like,
the righteous fall seven times and they get up.
And just keep getting up again.
And
so
it's okay because God factored in that you were going
to
fall.
Literally. And sometimes it shows, like, to me, like, it's also faith to say, like, okay, God, like, when you know he's called you to something and giving you vision for something, like, are you gonna walk it out? Are you gonna follow through with it? Can he trust you with, are you stewarding what he gave you?
Are you stewarding?
I looked at it like that too, like, okay, I haven't really been stewarding.
Yeah.
Because to me, another way I was convicted, because I looked at it from the stewardship pieces, because it's like, okay, I'm not stewarding the vision he's given me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not stewarding the gifts he's given me. And I even looked at it as, I'm not even stewarding my relationship with him to the best of my ability, because this is something that we do together, and I'm gonna learn a lot about him and myself along this process. So me being disobedient and not following through,
it's affecting everything.
It's affecting everything. And then it's like the other people that are gonna be impacted and affected, because it's not just about me. Like, whatever he gave me, whatever he's calling me to do, is not for me. It's really for everybody else, you know, eventually, like, ultimately, and for him. So it's like, it literally affects everything else, like you said. But what are some things that you have learned about God and yourself on this podcast journey?
I don't even know where to start. I would say, for one, back to the identity thing.
Yeah.
Like I said, 2022 was a purging of who I thought I was.
Ooh.
And fun fact, I saw butterflies so much. I kept seeing butterflies.
In 2022?
In 2022 and on into 2023. Like, I would see butterflies once, twice, three times a week.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a lot, even in the cold.
Yeah.
But I'm like, and like I said, anytime there's a repeating factor or something sticks, that's God trying to communicate something to me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would search, like, what is there a meaning or a symbolization behind butterfly? And... Follow me. I go to, it takes me to 2 Corinthians 5:17. It says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. And so when you think about a butterfly, they go through internal and external metamorphosis. They go through they are a caterpillar and they go into a cocoon for God knows how long. And they are being transformed. Their makeup is being transformed to burst into something new. So that was the Lord telling me, this is a new thing I'm doing in you. It's nothing you're going to recognize. It's nothing you will even know how to operate on your own. And you have to let that old side die. Mm-hmm. And it was, I don't want to make it sound so morbid because it sounds so bad, but it was like,
it was
the death of my plans.
Your flesh got to die.
You
got to pick up your cross and follow him. Flesh. Jesus, like that's that on the front and center.
Front and center.
So if dying is too much for you, this Jesus may not be what you want to follow. I'm just keeping it a buck with you.
That's another thing right there. Hold on, because now you just took me to another scripture that made me think of that in the first place. It's in John. Uh-huh. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
I'll come back to that butterfly, too. I got some for that butterfly.
For that butterfly.
When you're done.
Okay, good.
But, people don't want to die to themselves. And don't be a married person. Oh, Lord have mercy.
Oh, child, because that's going to be a
shame. I ain't even married, and I hear how much successful married couples got to die to themselves every day. And don't be a man on top of that husband.
Bless y'all's heart.
You got to die for the love of your wife is Christ, love the church. You got to be willing to die for her, man.
Oh, man.
I got to learn how to kill this pride now because I desire to be a married man one day.
Married man. Okay, right here. It's John 12.
John 12:24.
Truly I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. It was a death of me. It was a death of my flesh, of my plans, of my ideas, of my desires. Not saying that God didn't want to give me the things that I desired, but the things that I desire were outside of him. Mm. And he was not going to be the sustainer of it. So if it's in God's will, it's in his bill. He's fronted it. Yeah. So it's like, you don't have to sustain this. You have to steward it, but you're not the one sustaining it. So it was this debt that I was living. So it was identity that I was really gaining in Christ of, I'm made in your image.
Yeah.
So anything that I can search for in the world is going to be found in you.
Yeah.
It's going to be found in you. And also like, guys, I'm learning. Oh, I got pride. Bad. Mm-hmm. I have control issues. Bad. I discount this wonderful thing that you have intricately created me, and I have mistreated it. I don't treat her well. I don't talk to her kindly. I don't offer her the same patience that you offered me.
Yeah.
I believe in everybody but her.
Yeah. Oh, that's me. Okay. Now.
Yeah. Please. Yeah. And so God was like, we're gonna walk through this. Yeah. And as you seek me, as you come on this journey of self-love, mm-hmm. which, you know, can be a hit or a miss because, like, self-love can be, we can't love ourselves to the point of filling the void that only Christ can fill.
Yeah.
But as you are growing in me, I'm going to teach you how to love yourself.
Yeah.
Because you're going to see what I created, and you're going to see that this is something to steward and to love well.
Yeah.
And to treat well. And then it helps you just go out in the world helping other people see me because they're seeing you and I am in you.
Yes.
So now you're reflecting me in the earth.
Yeah.
So that's it's still a journey.
Yeah. And sometimes that thought process, how we see ourselves, how we think about ourselves, sometimes that's the thing that has to die.
Yeah.
And that's required to bear much fruit. And that's say it this way. That is one of the things that we have to go against the grain of.
That's
one of those thought processes.
Come on, circle.
So, like, when you said the scripture, and when you were talking about the butterflies and said the scripture in Corinthians, it made me think back to the anchor scripture of that I started the podcast on, you know, Romans 12:2.
Yeah.
I mean, about not conforming to the patterns of the world.
Yeah.
Being transformed by the renewal of your mind. That word transformed in the Greek comes from the root word metamorpho.
Wow.
Which is where we get metamorphosis and metamorphosize, which means to change shape. And I literally thought of the transformation of a caterpillar to a butterfly.
Yeah.
It's like not something that grows up, but something that becomes totally different.
Totally different.
Like takes on a new form.
New form.
But was always there to begin with.
Yeah, it was always there.
Exactly. Always there. So yeah, and when I even think about the process of a caterpillar to a butterfly, you know, just has to consume the right stuff.
Yeah.
there's a period of separation mm-hmm. where it goes into the cocoon, mm-hmm. which in
that
a way,
isolation period.
Exactly, isolation period. And even still, like, nobody really talks about the period where it has to break out of that cocoon after it goes through
and how
that,
scary that made
transition. Yeah, yeah, so.
Using those wings for the first time.
And that's literally one of the reasons why I started this pod.
Yeah.
Was to, what all going against the grain is challenging that status quo and renewing your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Because it starts like, you know, mind, heart, all of that. Mm-hmm. As man yeah. thinketh, so is he.
Yes.
So if you're going to transform and become the person that mm-hmm. God has called you to be, you have to go against the grain of everything so that is preventing you from being that. And a lot of that starts with the things that we learn, the things that we mm-hmm. taught, our thought process, our mind.
It's reprogramming the system, debugging everything.
Like, and I used to think that renewal was like a one-time thing, but it's
daily.
A daily thing. Sometimes by the hour, sometimes by the minute,
mm-hmm.
To renew that. And mm-hmm. I even notice a lot of times we want to, like, but before you can transform, you have to stop conforming.
Ooh.
Like, I got a whole outline
about.
Write
that on a t-shirt.
Hey, why you playing? I'll design one of them bad boys.
Before you transform, you have to stop conforming.
And notice, that's the order it says. Do not conform, but be transformed.
Yeah.
And I see so many people try to conform into the world, but still want to be transformed at the same time. And it's like, it don't work like that.
It doesn't work. You can't straddle. That's not a fence.
Exactly.
You can straddle.
Like, do not conform. Mm-hmm. And when you're conformed, you have to die to your flesh, die to that conformation. And then you can bear much fruit, mm-hmm. meaning after you've been transformed, mm-hmm. but you have to die to yourself and not mm-hmm. conform first.
Mm-hmm.
So that's part of the reason why I started this pod, to talk about different things, to give people a different mindset,
that's
to
so
give
good.
Them that encouragement, to be able to go against the grain
mm-hmm.
of that confirmation to the world,
that's
of those
so
thought processes, of mm-hmm. whatever it is, whatever area of their life that's preventing them from walking in all that God has for them.
Yeah.
To go against the grain of that, you know? So, yeah.
That's so good.
That's how I got here. So when you said that, it just set all my alarms off.
It's a confirmation of what life with Christ is like.
Yeah.
Of what happens when you decide, when you just make a decision. It's a choice, and it's a daily choice. I will say that.
Yeah.
It's a daily choice, and it is against the grain because it's not normal. It's not going with the flow of the world.
Mm-hmm.
The world is waxing this way, and we're waxing the opposite way.
Yeah, and everything in the kingdom is upside down.
It's upside down.
Humble yourself so you'll be exalted.
The first shall be last.
Exactly. The first shot, man.
What? In order to gain my life, I have to lose it?
I have to lose it.
Oh, help me, Jesus.
Everything in the kingdom is upside down.
It's upside down.
Like, literally. Mm-hmm. So, you have to go against the grain
mm-hmm.
of the world,
mm-hmm.
literally. And there's even a scripture that talks about that, like, enmity with the world and oneness with God.
Yeah.
Something like, I can't remember off the top of my head.
Paraphrase ministry, that's okay.
Yeah. But I will have it. Yeah.
That's good.
Well, it's.
Man, that's good.
So what is your favorite part of podcasting? Like, is there any part of it that you enjoy, that you've enjoyed the most?
That I've enjoyed?
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, it's when I enjoy all of it. I think it's mm-hmm. when I have my quiet time with God and like he gives me something. And I'm so excited to share it. But sometimes, like, I've had to make myself not share it immediately because maybe I haven't got the full perspective of it.
Yeah.
But also, it's conversation. And I feel like that's kind of healing my inner child, because when I was younger, I talked too much. I used to get in trouble.
Me too.
I used to get in trouble.
Like, small bit, yeah.
I used to get, like, my teachers be like, she's such a smart student, but she talks too much.
Oh,
and
that was me.
As I got older, that side of me kind of died off because of programming, because you don't want to be too much.
This actually makes a lot of sense.
Because you don't want to, you know, you just start to shrink.
Mm-hmm.
And so me really finding my identity in Christ was like, okay, God, you gave me a mouth for a reason. It's helped me find my voice. I will say that. It's helped me find my voice again, found my voice in Christ. And really, like, talking about the things of the Lord and including science. Like, I'm a science girl through and through.
Mm-hmm.
And so seeing so much of, you know, the things, the way that I view the world, but also discovering God's intricate nature and everything that he created. It's me returning to, it's me becoming, not returning, it's me becoming all that he imagined and wrote out for me.
Yeah.
And I guess like letting people in on the process, because I naturally can struggle with vulnerability. Uh-huh. I don't always want to open up or, you know, say what's going on, because I was the person that held it together for other people.
Yeah.
And so now it's like, this is, I get to be vulnerable. I get to authentically show up as myself without having to wonder how it's coming off to other people. Because it's like, hey, I worried about that for so long. Now I'm just doing this with God.
Yeah.
And so now I'm growing in maturity. I'm growing in authenticity. There's this voice that the Lord has given me that I'm now using, that I hid and never used for so long.
Yeah.
And it's a multi-layered sandwich that I've enjoyed. It has its difficulties,
mm-hmm.
like anything, like absolutely anything.
Yeah.
But it's just, the process has been good to me. I will say that.
Okay. Yeah. That's what's up. And it seems, I will say, like, I can tell you really enjoy it. And I'm grateful that you started your podcast. I'm grateful that you was called to it so I could have somebody else. I mean, so I know plenty of people that podcast, don't get me wrong. But just have another person that I'm close to, that I'm cool with, that's kind of doing something similar.
Mm-hmm.
But also in your own way, in your own lane. And just to be able to support one another. Could you talk about that a little bit? Like, I know for me, community has been a big part of me. In terms of being accountable to continue doing my podcast, being able to bounce ideas off of one another, notes, different things like that, share resources.
Yes.
So how has community played a role into your podcasting journey?
It's played an incredibly huge role, because fun fact, I was on a sabbatical from, an unintentional sabbatical from podcasting.
Mm-hmm.
Unintentionally, because I got in my head.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I don't really know what to talk about. And like I told you this earlier, I recorded like a 45 minute episode. No audio.
Oh yeah. Yeah. That's happened to us all.
Six. So I'm like, maybe it's just not my time, or maybe I need to back off.
That happens.
And so community has been amazing, because when you started your podcast, it made me, for one, just really just like happy. Cause it was like, yo, like, you are an incredibly wise and intelligent person, but you're very biblically sound, and you're very,
I try to be, I really do,
you really are. And so for people to get a taste of like what our 2-hour conversations back in Tuskegee were like, it was like, yo, like, this is cool, because like, this is what I see, but now the world gets to see that too.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was like the people around you should be inspiring you.
Mm-hmm.
They should be doing something, even if it's different from you, that is them showing up in the world. And so you doing that when you first created it, and in all your other endeavors, was like, I want to try that one day. I want to try that. And sometimes you think you can do things all by yourself.
Yeah.
Another thing I struggle with is just like at letting people in and helping me,
or
just being a part of the process with me.
Mm-hmm.
Even the ugly parts, that has been really pivotal, because it's like, we're not meant to do this life alone.
Yeah.
And so y'all have helped me, for one, bouncing ideas. That's the coolest thing ever. Bouncing ideas is the coolest thing ever.
Because we really will. I will say, you are one of the people that I can call about something, some nerdy biblical thing. It'll be, my energy is matched. My excitement is matched. And then it's be like, okay.
And that is so
which one of us going to put this in a podcast?
So both
of
us?
Oh, bet.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, you said this, what I'm going to say.
Okay. Yeah.
So.
And that's very affirming.
Because,
you know, you should have people in, out in your field and out of your field.
Yeah.
Perspective matters. And it just feels good to have people that, you know, kind of know the struggle, understand, you know, the creative ups and downs behind it, the spiritual aspect behind it.
Yeah.
And that has just, it's encouraged me so, 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 so much.
Yeah.
And just the support of y'all, y'all's feedback, y'all's honest feedback. Not just like, oh, that was good. Like, no, like, this is,
cause if it's sorry,
you gonna say S-A-W-R-Y. Hey, sorry.
Yeah, no, that's sorry.
Hey, that was you. Let's go back to the drum board.
You're better than this.
Yeah.
Please.
And you'll call that out of us.
Like, for real. And my people know what's up. It's all love.
It's love. Like, respectfully, but you're gonna get told.
But I tailor it to the person, but no.
He does. Yeah. He's very good at that. He's a sandwich.
But I don't sandwich everybody. I don't sandwich. But, you know. But yes, that that, and that's needed, man.
Is that
like
what
you
it's
said.
Been for you? Like,
oh yeah, process? of course. Like, same. Like, all y'all keep me going, and help me. And I know being able to be a podcaster, and a, you know, creative and all of that, and just knowing what I go through in my head, I try to say, okay, like, what would I need in this moment, or whatever. And I know, like, when it comes to you, and like, and some of our other creative friends and things like that, like, I know it's always that voice in your head telling you it's not good enough, or that this could be, or even just dissecting, you know. And I think to a degree that voice is important to help you grow.
It is.
But sometimes that voice is just like, it's really loud. Really loud. So I try to let my encouragement help to drown out that voice, or at least turn the volume of it down, so it doesn't go away completely, so you can still have
but
it to grow and improve. But it's not the loudest thing that you're hearing. So that's what I try to do when I encourage my friends and my homies on their endeavors. And then just also reminding them of their why. And, you know, all y'all do a good job of that for me. Let me know it's not about me, and affirming me when I need it and my gifts. And I've learned that truly, like, gifted people, it's hard for them to see it because that's like their normal. So, you know, I didn't even realize that it took other people to point out that speaking and stuff was
an art.
It's a
gifting. It's an art.
And really, I didn't know I had it until other people pointed it out to me. You know, and then I was like, well, I do kind of,
and maybe
realize
somebody
I do
can
enjoy
get something
it.
From it. It's so natural. I don't have to think about it. I just do it.
Man, it really does. And that's not the case for everybody. Like, public speaking is not everybody's thing. So it's like, but community has been like pivotal for me. Even being able to, from a planning aspect, just from being able to glean from different people that do it, like whether it's technical questions, whether it's different aspects, the business side of it, like
it's so multidimensional.
Yeah,
and you're not alone in it.
Yeah, and when I was the times, like you said, the times where I was trying to do it by myself, ain't nothing get done.
Nothing getting done.
Yeah,
this has helped me in real time get back on my horse.
Yeah,
this conversation right here.
Oh, yeah, it'll do that. It'll do that, man. Like, yeah, but I just remember when you told me that you wanted to start the podcast. I was like, yeah, that's God. And then when you told me it was made in His image, or you said my heart, something like that, I was like, that is fire. Hey, no, that's definitely God. And not because it sounds fine, but sometimes you just, you know, you got to be around people that also hear the voice of God and can, you know, confirm those things, or that He can use to confirm those things. And I was like, yeah, nah. I was like, you scared? Yeah, that's God.
Yeah.
I was like, it's going to require Him to do it.
And that's the thing. I had so many voices over just through life, because we all have those voices that are speaking against something, and they're not, most of the time they're not our voices, they're other people's, that we rehearse those lines in our head so long it becomes our voice. Y'all spoke louder than those voices, because there was y'all understood about me that I hadn't laid hold of yet. And it was something that the Lord was already trying to tell me. And so it was like, okay, all right, God, you saying this and people around me saying this. All right.
So what are we doing?
What are we doing? What's the
move? What are we doing? But that's what's up, man. It's always nice to have your community supporting you, and then to be doing what you know you're called to do, and then to see people get blessed by it and see people's lives change. That's probably the biggest part, you know, because I could just, and I'm sure saying like we could just study, you know, grow all this stuff on our own and be Gucci, but it's like that's the biggest thing. Like when I would go to all these Bible studies, when I would go to these different things where I'm engaged in my community, and I would hear the voice of the Holy Spirit telling me to share different things or just bringing things back to my mind to share, and I wouldn't share it, and he'd just be like, you know what, I need you to do a podcast. And it's like, now it's like, why aren't you, you think I'm giving you all this stuff for you?
That's really what it comes down to, is none of this belongs to me. None of this is about me. At best, you know, my idea and plan for my life is cute, but His, it's all encompassing and it's way bigger than me.
Yes.
And I will say that I feel like the final aspect that I just got from the Holy Spirit a couple of days ago was in Ecclesiastes, also in Ecclesiastes, it says God has let me not say it wrong.
I'm glad all my friends are good note takers. Like, all y'all are good. I'm probably like, well, in terms of like, because I hate writing.
Oh, that's fair. I love to write. That's my truth. I love writing.
That's part of the reason why I started podcasting, because I hate writing. And I can't write as fast as I think.
Yeah, that's fair.
But
that's
I can almost talk as fast as I think.
That's good.
So that's why I'm a talker.
See, it's the other way around. My writing forces my brain to slow down because it moves so quickly.
I don't like having my talking, brain slow down.
I'll just ramble. My mom and I call them bunny trails. But most of the time, I gotta go get her from the bunny trail.
A bunny trail.
It's called a bunny trail. If you look at a bunny in the forest, like, where are you going?
Yeah.
Where are you going? And I gotta go get her.
Bunny trails.
Bunny trails. Oh, and so writing helps me slow down.
Let's come on back.
Yeah. Okay. Let's come on back. But Ecclesiastes 3:11 says he has put eternity into man's heart. Going back to that genetic makeup thing.
Yeah.
He genetically wired eternity in our heart. Mm-hmm. Meaning we are created to desire and worship something bigger than us.
Mm-hmm.
And so if he has put this in us, then there is something that we are striving after that the world cannot give us.
Yeah.
And so I'm pursuing something bigger than me.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to last after I'm not here anymore.
Yeah.
And I was reading Hebrews, and it was talking about a kingdom that cannot be shaken. Everything that can be shaken will fall apart,
mm-hmm.
but his kingdom, which cannot be shaken, will stand.
That's
and so I'm pursuing the kingdom.
Solid foundation. Pursuing Christ, the solid rock I stand
and build my life on. Mm-hmm. And so just finding that and staying in that.
That's a podcast episode, by the way.
It is.
Foundation. What are you building your life on? Who gonna do that? You and me.
Write that down.
Yeah, you gonna do that one. We might do that. I don't know. That might be next time we talk. I don't know.
Gonna have to spend the block on that one, actually.
Yeah. But yeah, man, so much. I'm not gonna go down that rabbit, that bunny.
That was another trail. He just caught himself.
Because this is what we do.
This is
literally like, it's just a mic and a camera here this time. Mm-hmm. But this is literally what we do.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so much that we did say and so much that we didn't say, but we got.
That's a lot we did not say.
But for those of you that are looking for a podcast, just some good conversations, a good perspective, they just want to know more, please check out the Made in His Image podcast. Please, Bob Brianna Fisher. It is one of the best things you can put in your ears. It's edifying, it's encouraging. I would highly recommend it.
Thank you.
10 out of 10 would recommend to any and everyone, man.
That's gonna make me cry.
So we gonna collab as much as possible.
Yeah.
As many times as I could drag her over here. I'm gonna do it.
And he knows I'm gonna pull up. That's why.
Exactly.
I'm gonna
do it as much as possible.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, this is another episode, another collab, one of my favorite collabs. Y'all better get used to it. She's gonna be on the pod.
In my high, listeners, if you're over here, he gonna be back on mine too.
I'll be back. It'll just be a lot of
back and forth, crossover.
AB going on.
AB, crossovers.
But yeah, man.
Wow, there was so much.
Yeah,
there's a lot.
I love you, man.
Love you, dog. For real,
man.
For real.
Like, community is so important. I love being able to do what God's called me to do with my community.
Yeah,
like
my people,
for sure. And sometimes it's just very fulfilling.
It's very fulfilling,
I will say. And to have people along the way to do it with, and to see the fruit that comes from it,
mm-hmm.
It's invaluable. So last question, and then we'll end it.
Okay,
what is one takeaway, if you could have one takeaway, that somebody will walk away with from just one takeaway? What would it be? What would you want to be somebody's one takeaway from listening to any random episode of your podcast? They stumble upon it, link, Instagram, airport, whatever, and listen. Like, what is one thing that you would want them to walk away with?
I'm gonna try to summarize it. If you want to find out who you are, you have to go against the grain.
I see what you did there.
Yeah, you see what you, see what you did there. If you want to really understand your identity, really get insight on your identity, you will have to not conform. You will be transformed by the word. And being transformed by the word, you will find that you are a new creation in Christ. And you will learn who you truly are in Christ. If I could summarize the whole thing in that, it's your identity is in the one that created you. Mm-hmm. Go back to the manufacturer who created you, who hardwired you in certain ways, in all types of ways. And walk it out with him. Walk it out. If you walk with God, you'll never be late anywhere.
Facts. Jesus walked everywhere.
He was never in a hurry. So walk with him, because you'll be on time. Divine time, actually, to everything.
All y'all folks telling Jesus take the wheel, maybe.
When he going 20 miles per hour, don't say nothing.
Exactly. Or how about we just park the car? Let's park the car.
Let's pull over.
Let's get out.
Yeah.
Let's walk. We're gonna walk. Let's just walk. You ain't got to ask them to take the wheel if y'all walking together.
If y'all walking, because now, that yeah.
You ain't got to worry about no car accidents. You ain't got to worry about none of that. Mm-hmm. But I don't even know how long this pod has been. I can't even tell. It's just.
What would you say? Let me ask you the same
what
question.
What would I say?
Yeah.
I think you summed it up beautifully.
Lovely.
I think beautiful. You summed it up beautifully.
Literally.
Quite literally. I think you summed it up beautifully. It starts with God.
It starts with God.
And it ends with God.
Yeah.
And like you said, you got to go against the grain, man. You can't do the same thing and expect a different outcome.
Yeah.
You can't do what everybody else is doing and want to be different from everybody
else.
Definition
of insanity.
And if we are made in his image, mm-hmm. and his likeness, mm-hmm. and we each have a unique fingerprint, a unique mm-hmm. thumbprint, a unique identity, then you trying to be like somebody else or trying to be like the world, you're not being who you are, who you're supposed to be.
Not who he created you to be. Because it's a counterfeit version of it.
Exactly. Like, what is that? Ephesians 2:10? Talk about being a masterpiece, God's handiwork.
His craftsmanship.
You. Exactly.
Yeah.
And if I am truly that, then to know how much of a masterpiece I am, I have to get to know the artist that created me. And then if I'm truly a one of one, that means I can't try to be like anybody else.
But I can't be like
because
anyone.
I'm not being fully who I'm called to mm-hmm. be. So I would say, like you said, don't conform. Stop conforming. Stop trying to be like the world. Stop mm-hmm. trying to be like everybody else. And get to be like the one who created you and who mm-hmm. he called you to be. That's who you want to be like. Because the more you are like him, the more you get to know him,
the more you'll be
the true you. So, yeah, and if everybody's being who they're called to be and who God's created them to be, the world is going to be a much better place.
We'll be the hands and feet of Jesus.
It literally. So, going to let y'all go. Don't know how long we've kept y'all. But.
Ooh.
Yeah.
We didn't even go on all the tangents we wanted to go on.
We didn't.
I think that's a win.
That's a win. A win is a win.
I don't care.
I try to keep my tangents to a minimum, especially when I talk to Bree, because the real bunny trails, but we'll hit the whole forest. But thank y'all for tuning in to another episode of Against the Grain, another episode of Made in His Image.
Thank you for having
y'all me. Like, follow, subscribe, repost, all the things.
All of that.
Bree, what's your Instagram?
My Instagram is Brianna, Brianna dot Esther, Esther.
And my Instagram is Akil X Kamal. That's A-K-I-L X K-A-M A-A-L. Y'all follow the podcast. Tune in. Drop a comment. Share. Like. All that. We love y'all.
Love y'all. Real bad.
We love y'all. Y'all looking at mirror this week. Not the mirror on the wall in the bathroom.
Or the mirror of the world. Mirror. But go to the Bible.
Yeah.
Bible to find out who you are.
And go against the grain this week. Love y'all.
Love y'all. Peace.